This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow, hoping you're having a safe and happy Thanksgiving. We know traditions are different this year, right? Maybe a small family dinner instead of that huge gathering. Maybe hopping on a video call instead of going over the river and through the woods. Well, at Science Friday, our holiday tradition of broadcasting highlights from the annual Ig Nobel Awards ceremony, that's a bit different too. Rather than being recorded live in front of a cheering crowd at Harvard Sanders Theater, the ceremony went virtual this year, just like everything else did. But one thing stays the same. Awards to a bunch of genuine scientists for research that first makes you laugh and then makes you think. Joining me now is Mark Abrams. He's editor of the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. And you know him as the master of ceremonies from the Ig Nobel Awards. Welcome back, Mark.
Hi, Ira. Happy day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy to you. And, you know, I also noticed that this is your 30th anniversary year. This is our 30th anniversary year, too.
Yeah, this is the 30th first annual Ig Nobel Prize ceremony. And boy, was it different this year, which was both disturbing and a lot of fun.
Well, for our uninitiated listeners who have not heard it, give us a thumbnail of what the Ig Nobel Prizes are.
They're unusual prizes because most prizes in the world are for the very best of something or maybe for the very worst. But with us, best and worst just are not relevant. With us, there's only one thing that matters. These are prizes for people who have done anything that makes people laugh than think. If we've chosen well, everything we've done will make anybody, anywhere laugh when they first hear about it. And then there's something about each of these prizes that will stick inside people's heads so that a week after you hear about it, you just want to tell your friends and talk about it. From the very beginning, we've been lucky and worked hard to have big public events where a bunch of the winners come at their own expense because we don't have any money. A bunch of well-known scientists, several of them Nobel Prize winners, come every year and hand out the prizes. And big audiences show up. The first 4 years we were at MIT in Cambridge, and then we moved it down the street the fifth year to Harvard, where it's been ever since, in a big theater with 1,100 people. And they spend the evening throwing paper airplanes at the stage and doing other stuff. And how do you duplicate all this stuff when you can't gather in a room?
Yeah, it's very hard. I remember being on in that balcony when you're throwing some of those paper planes. You have actual Nobel winners involved, don't you?
Yeah, we always have a bunch. This year was especially sweet because one of the people who was handing out the prizes this year was André Geim, who 20 years ago was awarded an Ig Nobel Prize because he and another physicist used magnets to levitate a frog. And then 10 years later, which is now 10 years ago, André Geim was given a Nobel Prize in physics. That was for discovering the first usable samples of graphene, the two-dimensional form of carbon. So this was his first time coming back on the other side of the transaction of physically handing out the prize. And I should mention that that was a central thing for us. There were two things that we, in talking it over, we decided we have to find a way to keep doing this year. One is the paper airplanes, because everybody loves the paper airplanes. And the other is the magic moments, the 10 moments when I introduce a winner, the winner steps up, and then a Nobel Prize winner steps up and looks them in the eye and physically hands them the Ig Nobel Prize. And we came up with a way to do that. What we did was we made a PDF document. The theme of the ceremony this year was bugs. So we made a PDF document that you could print out and then assemble into the form of a box. And each side of that box, or five sides of the six-sided box, each have a picture of a different kind of bug, a cockroach, a flea, a Volkswagen beetle, some other stuff. And the sixth side of the box is instructions on how you print, fold, and attach this stuff into the form of a box. So every time I announced a winner, we did this by Zoom calls, which themselves were an adventure to organize. And each time I announced a winner, the Nobel laureate would say congratulations or whatever, and then hold up the box that we had emailed to that Nobel laureate who had assembled it, and then shove it out the side of the video screen. And then you could see that the winner would reach out to the side of their video screen and pull in the box. Pull in. And it was especially fun in the cases where we had a team of winners, say six or seven people who themselves were probably scattered on three or four different continents. And so you could see the Nobel laureate always, you know, kind of gleeful, shoving this thing out the side of the screen. And then you would see the winners each pulling it in. But if you get six or seven people, there's no way that you'll get all of them to reach to the proper side. So maybe five of them would reach out to the left and two of them to the right and bring the thing in. It was just really nice.
I understand that you have a story about Francis Arnold and Science Friday.
Yes, I want to thank you, all of you collectively at Science Friday for this. 2 or 3 years ago, when Francis Arnold was announced as winning a Nobel Prize, you guys managed to get her on your program within a couple of days. And at the end of the program, you asked her, now that you've got one of these great prizes, is there anything that you'll be able to do that you weren't able to do before that you want to do? And her answer was something like, yeah, I want to be part of the Ig Nobel Prize ceremony. So your producer sent me an email right away telling me about this and said, I think you ought to get in touch with her. So I emailed Frances and she got back to me right away, right after your program. We had some nice discussions. Schedules were kind of crazy the next year or so. So this was the first year she was able to be part of it. And she handed out two of the prizes. It was such a sweet thing all around that happening.
That's terrific. We could use sweet things this time of the year, especially this year. All right, let's go through some of the awards like we do each year. I have you here with us talking virtually together about the awards. There were really some interesting awards. And let's start with the acoustic prize first, because this really was wild.
The Ig Nobel Acoustics Prize goes to a team that represents the countries of Austria, Sweden, Japan, the USA, and Switzerland. The prize is awarded to Stefan Reber, Takeshi Nishimura, Judith Janisch, Mark Robertson, and Tecumseh Fitch for inducing a female Chinese alligator to bellow in an airtight chamber filled with helium-enriched air. The prize will be presented by Nobel laureate André Geim, who himself has an Ig Nobel Prize awarded 20 years ago. Here is André Geim.
Congratulations, guys. A great achievement. Do the same next time, but a little bit better without Ig, I hope.
Now hand them the prize, please.
What's your prize, guys? Very good, with something similar to very important things these days.
Now let's listen to the pre-recorded acceptance speech prepared by the winners.
Thank you very much. To the best of our knowledge, our study is the first to show that also alligators sound strange when inhaling a party balloon.
Our question was whether alligators have vocal tract resonances like human speech. And the key is that sound travels faster in helium. This makes the air passages seem shorter, making the resonances higher. So if you breathe helium and the frequencies shift upward, that shows that they're resonances. The hard part is getting an alligator to breathe helium.
Our subject was a Chinese alligator. We recorded her inhaling normal air and heliox, a helium-oxygen mixture. And here we go. Here's one call in air and one call in heliox. They sound different, they look different, and this is evidence that also non-avian reptiles have resonances in their vocalizations.
We are super happy to accept our Ig Nobel Prize! Yes!
Yeah, I think you don't want to listen to this one at a certain time of day when you're eating or something, when they make those strange bellows. Let's move on to the physics prize.
The Ig Nobel Physics Prize is awarded this year to Ivan Maksimov and Andrei Potocki for determining experimentally what happens to the shape of a living earthworm when one vibrates the earthworm at high frequency. The prize will be presented by Nobel laureate Erik Maskin.
Here is the prize. Many congratulations to you both.
Thank you very much.
To you.
Thank you.
The winners will now present their pre-recorded acceptance speech.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And I'm Andrei. Greetings from Melbourne.
We are honored to receive the prize this year. We thought that it would be interesting to shake the worm like this. The body starts to wobble, and we use light and a photodetector to measure the vibration. This should help us to better understand how the nerve pulses propagate here and here.
We had some difficult time trying to understand what these results might be good for. Then we realized that the body of the worm wobbles, very similar to the ripples on the water surface. We then estimated how stretchable the worm body actually is. Just a thought, Ivan, do you think we should try to vibrate other animals?
Now, this qualified, the shape of living earthworms, the one vibrates the earthworm at a high frequency. I was thinking about this and saying, the scientist was talking about what you could do with it. And I thought maybe a better fishing lure.
I can put you in touch with them. They were so excited at winning their Ig Nobel Prize. And also, they were still very excited at the research they'd done, because even for them, it was so unexpected that they ended up doing this and then the stuff they were finding.
Each year, there's a theme and an opera. What happened this year?
This year, the theme was bugs. Turned out to be a good year for bugs.
Well, let's give our listeners a taste of the opera. Is there a name for it, Mark?
It's Dream Little Cockroach.
Here is a piece of Dream Little Cockroach.
Maybe like him, I was at first. Raised in neglect, my life was cursed.
Then just like him, my fate reversed.
Once just an insect, now I come first.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with more from Mark Abrams and the 30th First Annual Ig Nobel Awards after this. I'm Ira Flato. This is Science Friday from WNYC Studios. This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flato. I'm talking with Mark Abrams, editor of the Science Humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, master of ceremonies from the Ig Nobel Awards. This year is the 30th year of the ceremony. Give our audience a bit of an idea. How exactly do you choose the winners? I mean, how do you find? It must take a tremendous effort just combing through all the journals, because the winners all have published stuff online or in journals. How does that process work?
Oh, that's just the start of it, what you described. We get something like 10,000 or so new nominations a year. Anybody can send in a nomination. About 10% or so of those in a typical year are people who nominate themselves. They almost never win. If you're trying to win a prize, you're almost certainly going to fail. And we have a bunch of people, about 100 of us scattered around the world. We have lots of little meetings of various kinds. And we argue tooth and nail and then some about this stuff. Because we're trying to figure out, how do you choose 10 things that will be immediately funny to anybody, no matter how much or little they know about whatever it is? It will just, there's something about what they've done that's just so utterly surprising that it's funny. And we argue and argue and argue about that. And having people from around the world be part of this is a big part of why we've been able to choose prizes that work around the world everywhere.
Let's move on to the Psychology Prize.
The Psychology Prize is awarded to Miranda Jackerman and Nicholas Rule for devising a method to identify narcissists by examining their eyebrows. The prize will be presented by Nobel laureate Eric Maskin.
Here is the coveted Ig Nobel Prize, and we turn it over to you. Congratulations.
The winners will now present their acceptance speech by recorded video.
Hi, everyone. We just want to say thank you so much for this award. We are very excited.
We just want to dedicate this award to everyone who's done data-driven research and found themselves somewhere they never expected.
There's been resistance, Mark, to the idea of the entire ceremony over the years. I mean, 1 year from the UK chief scientist, right?
Yeah, that was 1995. Sir Robert May. As usual that year, or as often happens, one of the prizes went to a British scientist, a team of British scientists. They had done an experiment to investigate how breakfast cereal flakes grow soggy in milk. And they were quite pleased at winning the prize. A few weeks after the ceremony that year, I got a letter on very nice stationery from Sir Robert May, the chief scientific advisor to the British government, saying he had just learned about the Ig Nobel Prizes and this was a terrible thing and we shouldn't do this. I didn't really know anything about him, so I asked some scientist, British scientist friends about him, and they all said, oh, he's a good guy. He must be joking. You know, he's got to be joking. So I wrote him a letter back saying, I'm pretty sure you're joking, but just in case you don't know about this, here's what the prize is. And the scientists were very happy. He sent me back a second letter, far more angry than the first, saying, you should not give Ig Nobel Prizes to British scientists, even if they want them. So at that point, I just started telling people about this story. And a lot of people I told are journalists who started writing about this. It was a good story. So this got attention around the world and it got editorials, you know, saying things like three cheers for the Ig Nobel Prizes. You know, this is a good example of how people do become interested in science. So we ended up being very grateful to Sir Robert May for that.
Let's go to a really special one this year, the Peace Prize, about the government of India and Pakistan.
The Ig Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to the governments of India and Pakistan for having their diplomats surreptitiously ring each other's doorbells in the middle of the night and then run away before anyone had a chance to answer the door. The winners could not or would not be with us today.
Now, I got to say, if, you know, you ring each doorbell and you run away like we did as kids, and it's India and Pakistan, I think that's a better option than a nuclear war. Let's listen to the award in medicine.
The Ig Nobel Medicine Prize is awarded this year to Nienke Vulling, Damien Denise, and Arnaud van Loon for diagnosing a long unrecognized medical condition, misophonia, the distress at hearing other people make chewing sounds. The prize will be presented by Nobel laureate Francis Arnold.
I commend you on this truly impressive and important work, and I award you this Ig Nobel Prize.
Thank you.
I need to know, is there a cure?
Yes, we have a cure. It's the sound of slicking. It is alike the sound of stepping in the mud. And if you think it's stepping in the mud, you don't get angry.
We all recognize these annoying sounds of people hearing humans smacking and slurping. But some of us, they develop a severe psychiatric disorder. It's called misophonia. In misophonia, patients are obsessed with human sounds and they develop aggressive emotions and finally get socially isolated because of avoidance.
At the Amsterdam University Medical Hospital, our team was the first to discover the full clinical picture and we traced it back to childhood. And we also found a specific brain circuitry responsible for these symptoms. And at the moment, we are exploring the genetics of misophonia.
It sounds funny, but it's severe. Patients become depressed, lose their jobs and relations. We developed an innovative treatment using sound manipulation and movie clips.
Thank you very much for this wonderful prize, and we are very happy with it, and it's really a tribute to our patients.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Binnen de 60 seconden.
Hey, cool guys! We've done it!
I like that you had a cure in that ceremony.
Yeah, in this case, ever since then, I have been getting a small but loud stream of emails, angry emails from people in different countries saying, I have misophonia. It's a terrible thing you did with this prize. It's insulting to the scientists and to the people like me who have misophonia. It's a terrible, terrible thing to endure. And I would explain to each of them that, yes, it's a terrible thing. And also, you know that you've seen people laugh at it. But the scientists were not insulted. They were pleased. They took this as an opportunity to make a lot of the rest of the world interested in this.
Yeah, they did. Okay, let's move on to a really interesting one this year, medical education.
Yeah.
The Medical Education Prize is awarded to Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil, Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom, Narendra Modi of India, Andres Manuel López Obrador of Mexico, Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus, Donald Trump of the USA, Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey, Vladimir Putin of Russia, and Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedow of Turkmenistan for using the COVID-19 viral pandemic to teach the world that politicians can have a more immediate effect on life and death than scientists and doctors can. The winners could not or would not be with us today. We want to offer special congratulations to one of the co-winners, to Alexander Lukashenko. This is the second Ig Nobel Prize awarded to Alexander Lukashenko. In the year 2013, the Ig Nobel Peace Prize was awarded jointly to Alexander Lukashenko for making it illegal to applaud in public, and to the Belarus State Police for arresting a one-armed man for applauding. Congratulations again to Alexander Lukashenko.
Let's go on to the Materials Science Prize.
The Materials Science Prize is awarded to Metin Eren, Michelle Beber, James Norris, Alyssa Perrone, Ashley Rutkowski, Michael Wilson, and Mary Ann Raganti for showing that knives manufactured from frozen human feces do not work well. The prize will be presented by Nobel laureate Marty Chalfie.
Oh, congratulations to all of you. But before giving you the prize, I have a few questions about your work, and I actually welcome this opportunity to get the inside poop. Did your colleagues feel this was a waste of your talents?
To be honest, I think that this study is really going to go down in the annals of science.
I'm surprised you didn't even get a whiff of success.
Got a whiff of something.
Yeah.
So again, thank you all very, very much and congratulations.
We'll hear the pre-recorded video acceptance speech.
Hi there, my name is Metin Eren, and I just want to thank the Ig Nobel Awards Committee for this prize. And all of the co-authors of this paper also want to give a personal thanks.
Thank you so much. This is truly a pinnacle of my scientific career.
It is an honor to be an Ig Nobel Prize winner. Thank you for this award.
Thank you so much for this award.
It is such an honor to receive this award. Thank you so much for giving us this Ig Nobel Prize.
I consider it a great privilege to accept this esteemed award. Thank you so much.
Thank you for recognizing how much hard work and personal effort I put into this research project.
Once again, thank you so much.
Now, after I listened to this and all those comments by the scientists and their acceptance speeches, I thought you must have a bonus prize for the corniest dad jokes and puns somewhere you could have handed out as a bonus to these people.
Go to it. You can think of this as the prize that launched 100,000 puns. Among other things, Marty Chalfie, the Nobel Prize winner who presented this prize to the winners, himself spent a good 10 minutes making that kind of joke during the presentation. We didn't have time to include it in the webcast, but he was not the only one around the world. Boy, a lot of people enjoyed the opportunity to make really bad puns because of this prize.
Now, this next prize, the Management Prize, had a surprise ending for me. I didn't know where this was really going.
The Management Prize this year is awarded to Shi Guang An, Mo Tianxiang, Yang Kangsheng, Yang Guangsheng, and Ling Xianshi, five professional hitmen in Guangxi, China, who managed a contract for a hit job, a murder performed for money, in the following way. After accepting payment to perform the murder, Shi Guang'an then instead subcontracted the task to Mo Tianxiang, who then instead subcontracted the task to Yang Kangsheng, who then instead subcontracted the task to Yang Guangsheng, who then instead subcontracted the task to Ling Xianshi, with each subsequently enlisted hitman receiving a smaller percentage of the fee and nobody actually performing a murder. The winners could not or would not be with us today.
And so the hit job never happened. And I'm thinking, imagine wasting all those lawyers' fees for contracting and subcontracting.
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, this might be a good lesson in economics textbooks of this is how the economy works. You know, it's not just the beginning and end of a transaction. There's a lot of stuff and a lot of people are kept employed, even on the simplest thing.
I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Science Friday from WNYC Studios. Let's move to the Entomology Prize.
The Entomology Prize is awarded to Richard Vetter for collecting evidence that many entomologists, scientists who study insects, are afraid of spiders, which are not insects. The prize will be presented by Nobel laureate Rich Roberts.
Well, Dr. Vetter, many congratulations. This is a well-won prize, and I fully understand anybody being frightened of spiders, but I hope you're not.
And now we'll hear the acceptance speech from the winner.
Hi, this is a spider, and I'm an arachnologist. I study people-spider interactions, mostly medical issues, but also arachnophobia. It always surprises me when my entomology colleagues come up to me and confide in me that they're afraid of spiders. Considering the morphological diversity that insects present, ladybugs, butterflies, beetles, etc., that they would just assume a spider into the general arthropod body form situation. But they don't. They develop arachnophobia and they treat spiders differently than insects. So I ran a questionnaire study looking at entomologists who are afraid of spiders. For these people, two more legs makes a big difference. Booga booga!
Any acceptance speech that ends in booga booga deserves the win. All right, let's go to the last prize we can talk about, and that's the Economics Prize.
The Economics Prize is awarded to Christopher Watkins, Juan David Leon Gomez, Jean Beauvais, Agnieszka Zelanowicz, Max Korbmacher, Marco Antonio Correa Varela, Ana Maria Fernandez, Danielle Wagstaff, and Samuela Bolgan for trying to quantify the relationship between different countries' national income inequality and the average amount of mouth-to-mouth kissing. The prize will be presented by Nobel laureate Francis Arnold.
I want to congratulate you on this truly enlightening bit of work that will change our lives. I award you this.
Thank you very much.
The winners will now present their acceptance speech by pre-recorded video.
Thank you to the Ig Nobel panel for this award and to all my co-authors for their contributions to this cross-cultural research project. Our main finding is that national wealth explains cultural differences in French kissing frequency. People from less economically equal countries report kissing their partner more often compared to people from more equal countries. An attempt to summarise our research in haiku form. Mountains of kisses when the many have little. Sharing alpine mouths. Thank you very much.
There's obviously no social distancing or masking involved in this study, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure they could do that study now. It would be much more difficult to do it now.
Unfortunately, the mirth must be over because we've run out of time. I want to thank you, Mark, for taking time to be with us today. Happy holidays to you.
And to you. And thanks for keeping things going during this very strange year, Ira.
Well, it's the start of the second 30th year anniversary. We hope to be together again.
Let's do.
Mark Abrams, editor of the Science Humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can always go to their website at improbable.com.